As the far right is increasingly gaining ground across Europe, squatters are increasingly being squeezed out of our homes and social centers. This process has been going on for decades, and we're increasingly feeling the pinch. In late 2006, there were several days of riots following the eviction of Ungdom Huset in Copenhagen, Denmark. The city council had been trying to sell the house since 1999, despite it already having been given to the squatters to run as a youth house or social center. As a result, the squatters said that Ungdom Huset was for sale, along with 500 autonome, stone-throwing, violent psychopaths from hell. Them, and some of their friends, delivered with a couple of days of rioting. This also follows several years of mobilization against the eviction by the local community, the squatters, and even the parents of those who went to the social center. The Netherlands has long been the heartland of squatting because it was legal there, but as of October 1st, squatting has now been criminalized. In response, there have been large demonstrations across the Netherlands, and a police station in Amsterdam was attacked with Molotov cocktails. More recently, on Saturday, October 23rd, about 6,000 people demonstrated in Hamburg, Germany, against vacancies and for squatting. This was about double the amount of people that were expected on the demo. Locally in Bristol, the Fremantle Road squat was violently evicted in August of this year. Here's what happened. And so, Eric, could you tell us a bit more about what happened?
Well, we'd been in there for about a month and a half, and within the first week, the owner's daughter, who was a representative of the building, came around. And she wasn't very happy at first, but then she calmed down. And then we gave her our contact numbers, so we could speak to her, we wanted her to trust us that we weren't going to do anything bad to her building. And in the end, we got a few very weird text messages off her. But then we eventually got one off her that seemed like she'd calmed down, and that she was okay with us being there, so we didn't really know what was going on. But then the cops came around as well, obviously, and then saw there was no criminal damage and left. And then cops came around again a few weeks later, because a neighbour had called, checked for criminal damage again, and there was no criminal damage, so we left again. And then one morning, a representative turned up again, her daughter, and they started screaming and shouting outside that we had caused criminal damage, and called the police. And then 2 hours later, the police turned up with a battering ram, and there's armed police with pistols, and also police with tasers. And they tried battering down the door, and we barricaded the door. And they couldn't get in, so they got this hydraulic type thing, that kind of, they placed in the hinges and basically ripped the door out, and ripped the porch out. Whilst all this was going on, we had friends turn up, and other squatters, so there's about 30 people outside, about 40 cops, and so the police got their dogs out, they ended up with a helicopter out, and then so people inside jumped out the back window when the police finally got in and ran away. That was basically what happened.
Well, that sounds like a lot of excessive force and things like that. Because what are some of the legalities around squatting in England? Because that doesn't sound like it's the normal way those kinds of things happen.
Basically, you have, in England, we're quite lucky, and it depends what your view is, but we have squatters' rights, which is basically that if you enter a building that you can, and secure the doors and the entrances, that you are in possession, and it's a civil matter, not a legal matter. So basically, they have to take you to civil court to say that they own the land to then remove you. But it was changed under the Criminal Justice Act that then there's the thing about causing criminal damage, so you can't have entered with force, so you have to climb through an open window or not like that. So basically, if the cops say that you've caused some criminal damage, then they can evict you legally,
Mm-hmm. And so, is it usual for them to come armed with pistols and tasers and dogs, and there to be so many of them and stuff during an eviction?
No, I've never heard of that happening for quite a long time, or at all. I've never experienced it. And some cities are different, in Brighton, squatting's very hard, and Sussex police are very anti-squatter and illegally evict people over time, but never even without force. So yeah, it's quite unheard of.
Mm-hmm. That's quite odd. And so what's happened to the squatters since then, and people's property since the eviction?
Well, the property, the police confiscated all the property, and three or four days later, people went to collect the property, and the police said, right, take it all at once. This was after one person went to the house to try and get their property and was arrested for criminal damage. And so people went to get their stuff a few days later, and other stuff was just put out on the street, so people had to go and take it all. And a lot of stuff was missing, like passports were missing, laptops were missing, like they were kept, so individuals had to go and get them.
Okay, but people did get their stuff back?
Eventually, yes. I think a few things are still missing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that sucks. So just before we wrap up, is there anything else you'd like to add about how things are going in Bristol or more generally? Just anything else you'd like to add?
In Bristol is quite good solidarity, which we're quite lucky to have, but in other places there's not kind of like as much solidarity, because there may not be enough as many squatters or squatters who are linked together. Like in Bristol, if an illegal eviction's going on, we can get people down to help each other, and just by having sheer numbers that can stop an illegal eviction happening. But it's like people who might be families who like don't know that kind of stuff exists, so if they're squatting and they get legally evicted, that's it, they're homeless.
Is there any kind of network that's there to help people that are squatting in Bristol?
Yeah, there's a BAM, which is Bristol Housing Action Movement, that meet in the Emporium every Monday at 8 p.m, I think.
Oh, okay, great. So if people want more information, they can go there to sort of check out what's going on and how they can get help if they need it and things.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thanks a lot.